Amanda Lang joins us right now, and you know what? There's so much to cover, but I guess we have to start with, first of all, two things. That U.S. debt ceiling issue that's been hanging over everybody for the past couple of weeks, and obviously affects Canadians as well. But maybe first, Amanda, if you don't mind, the gigantic blowout in U.S. jobs numbers today, which has resulted in the market basically going, oh, I guess we're not having to worry about a recession anymore because the numbers are crazy today.
Yeah, it's a strong number, although you dig in a little bit and there are some signs of weakness, including in the rate of wage growth, still up, but not up as much. What I've been seeing from economists is it shows a resilient labor market, but one that might be cooling ever so slightly when you kind of look beneath that headline. What it does do, though, is raise the prospect that the central bank in the U.S. isn't finished raising rates, just as we got this week with our GDP data, right? So the real question is, can we say this is over now and we can actually just figure out what our interest rates look like going forward? And unfortunately, this week on both sides of the border, we got kind of a message of it's maybe not over and we don't know, actually know if rates are still going higher or not.
Yeah, I saw a story from the CD Howe Institute, actually, I think it was only yesterday, suggesting that the Bank of Canada, their opinion, basically take a hold now and decide, you know what, let's not go up, let's not go down, let's leave things as they are. Will the jobs numbers we saw out of the U.S., it is the U.S., will they have an impact on the bank's decision, do you think?
Well, they might. And I always wonder if the bank gets a sneak peek at our jobs data, because, of course, the bank, we're going to get a decision midweek next week, but the jobs data in our country is next Friday. I assume maybe they know people and they get an early look, because that's highly relevant. What does the labor market look like here should factor into their decision. We sometimes see a disconnect, but given the strength in the U.S., I think we can assume ours will stay strong as well, although in a similar way, you might see a little bit of softening around the edges, things like hours worked per week, the rate of wage growth, all of that might show a slight cooling. But you know, if our labor market is as strong as that of the U.S., we definitely would see people saying, yeah, rates are going to have to keep going up here.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking. I'm a little confused. We've discussed in the past how we need employment rates to go down for things to stabilize, and yet then the markets have gone way up. So, I mean, it's confusing to me, Amanda.
Yeah, I mean, the markets aren't always, it's not always kind of a totally rational reaction. Like, on the one hand, we do want, of course, strong jobs mean people have money, and when people have money, they're going to buy things. That is good for businesses, therefore good for stocks. So you should think then strong jobs mean the market goes up. If the jobs are too strong and the market says, uh-oh, the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Canada are going to have to rein everything in even more with higher rates, then the markets will go down. I think what we saw today was a reaction saying this is sort of a Goldilocks number, that it's strong enough to ward off a recession, but not so strong that we're going to see a reaction from the central banks. You know, whether that's correct or not, I don't know. But the markets do walk this funny line because they do need people spending, they need corporate profits growing, and they are, of course, still worried about recession. And these may be just right enough, just strong enough to keep recession at bay and weak enough to keep the banks, you know, comfortable in a wait-and-see attitude, which is kind of where they've been.
You know what's kind of interesting to me is we've been talking about the idea of a recession now for so long. Get ready. Things are going to get worse. And I know there are people who, you know, have decided, yeah, I'm going to listen to that and you know, sort of made their bets against it. They've all ended up losing money for right now. The market continues to move forward, continues to move higher despite all that news. The debt ceiling was a bit of an overhang. That's now out of the way. So is all that worry now gone?
It could be, and you're totally right about that. I mean, some really big investors bet against the stock market and were wrong in the last year or so. And so, yeah, we may well find that in the end there's just so much upward demand and pressure that we kind of just skate past the potential for a recession. Now, in the mix of all of that, we have to remember we have an inflation problem, and that we still have one. Prices are still high. We're now building on year-ago gains, so any inflation you see today is on top of what we saw last year. So it's painful. Rents, mortgages, all too high for comfort. And so the question is, will the banks have to take action?
Right. Okay. And so while we might not be happy about our rents and our mortgage rates, evidently we are, as Canadians, happy on the job. More and more happy, it seems. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, this is a new survey, ADP and Meru, and you know, they do this regularly, and it ticked higher. So the headline is, you know, we're getting happier at work. The thing that jumped out at me is only 46% of Canadians are very happy at their jobs. So that's less than half of us. So that's not a great, to me, that's not actually a great number.
No, it's not.
But trending in the right way, maybe things like work from home do help people feel a little bit more connected and engaged, right? Because their life works a little bit better, and so they're more able to focus on work when they're at work. But so the number is still, I would say it's not a great number, but it is at least getting slightly better.
Yeah, and then, of course, that ties into a story we actually did here a few days ago, which is the fact that we kept hearing so much about, you know, labor openings in the workforce, and all of a sudden StatsCan comes up with a report that shows, you know what, it depends what kind of work we're talking about. Mm-hmm. In high-end Absolutely. Work, where you have at least a high school diploma, perhaps even a university degree, there are far more people wanting jobs than there are jobs available. Yet on the other end of the spectrum, in the service business, for example, it's exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I think this is a really important point because we can kind of paint everything with one brush, but it's totally true that there are some jobs and some people, you know, when you think about that, somebody who's got a university degree, they might have went and spent tons of time and money getting qualified for something and they can't find a job. Whereas, as you say, at the other end of the spectrum, lots of businesses are trying to find staff and they can't. You know, restaurants are still complaining about this as we head into the summer season. They cannot staff up. So there's a big disconnect in the quality of the work that's available. And that is that's a problem, yeah. Right? It's not great for people when, you know, they train themselves and then they can't find their work.
But as those lower end jobs start to pay more, does that is that in turn have a good effect, or is that continuing to drive inflation up?
It should be good. However, that's a super important point, Natasha. So far, they're not paying more, right? You never would have a labor shortage if you would just pay people enough to do something. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing a bit of stickiness on the part of employers at that part of the market because they don't have a lot of profit to play with right now. So they're saying, well, we can't pay, you know, through the nose for this. So they're kind of making do with fewer workers rather than, now we have seen wage gains, but you wouldn't have a labor shortage if you paid exactly what somebody demanded to do that job, right?
Exactly.
Kind of by definition.
Yeah.
All right. Amanda, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
Always a pleasure. You too.
Amanda
Thanks.
Lang, host of Taking Stock, which airs tonight, Friday night, 6 o'clock on BNN Bloomberg on the iHeartRadio Network.